been caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see?
Yep.
What you doing to me?
The five alarm. Let me just try to say this one more time. The fan five alarm marathon. I couldn't get it out. City Limits. That'll be a lot of fun. It's coming up in a couple of weeks in June. We will be broadcasting 26 hours in a row. So we thank Firehouse Subs for bringing us lunch. Did you enjoy some subs there, City Limits?
Yeah, I had a salami sandwich. It was very good. So
some really good stuff. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Also, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at sunchevy.com. High of 70 today with sunny skies. 412-928-9370 is the number if you want to talk about the Steelers draft choice. City Limits, just let me know if anyone calls. If we have any callers, you can let me know, and we will talk a little bit about the Steelers' draft choice, and whether or not you like them. I think one of the things that's pretty good about this, have you watched any of the videos of this kid?
Yeah, so you see the video of him with his helmet off, blocking, I think it was against USC. He was just still going at people, no helmet, trying to make a tackle.
Yeah, I mean, he has no helmet on, and he's still trying to hammer somebody. That's what's incredible. You can just tell this dude, listen, I mean, he's Polynesian and, you know, they have that, I'm talking about football players, they sort of have that nasty edge to them. You know, that it's just, I mean, it's a, I don't know if it's a trait or what. But, you know, I remember when Elijah was in, it was in high school. When Elijah was in high school.
Yeah.
He played with, you know, like a couple linemen that were guys that went to one went to Michigan, one went to Purdue. You know, he had three of his linemen went big time. But you know who the guy that really made that line go was this Polynesian kid who had that same edge. He was somewhat, you know, he was athletic. He was a tackle. He would just, I mean, he was a mauler. You know, and that's this Troy Fonten,
Faatanu. We're going with
Faatanu. Troy Faatanu, the Steelers just drafted. That's who he is. He's a mauler. He's the kind of guy that after the whistle's gonna, you know what I mean? You want to get some business, he's gonna give it to you. But the video, like I said, there's the one. There, I saw three videos last night. I saw a bunch of videos, but the three that I really, really liked. One was this guy comes in and tries to do an edge rush.
I know what you're talking about.
And he like basically chops him or whatever.
He chopped him to the ground like a tree.
Yes.
Split second.
Exactly. Just crushes him. Then there's another one where it's actually an inside run. And a guy comes in from like the outside linebacker spot or something, comes in. And he just gets depleted. All you see is like the guy's feet up in the air, and he just throws them to the ground.
Maybe it's just something about being named Troy and being Polynesian, and then, but they are all about heart, hustle, toughness, and grit.
And that third one is the one you're talking about. I think it's against USC, actually.
Yes.
Where his helmet comes off, and he puts his head down, and he still wants to hammer someone. It's a running play.
He's trying to make a block.
He's still trying to hit somebody. I'm like, I can get with this. And then you see the video of him when he gets drafted. He's crying. He's hugging his, you know, his family. He's got like 900 family members behind him, you know. They're all dressed in, you know, the Polynesian garb, you know, the I don't even know what the wardrobe is called, but you know, it's really, really, I mean, just tremendous. Bright colors and all that other stuff. Just, I mean, it's an incredible video.
Yeah, and Mike Tomlin detailed it at the press conference yesterday, he's just an all-around football lover.
His relationship with the game is a pure one, man. He's a competitor. He loves football. He loves the things that come with football based on talking to those around him, the preparation things, the training, practice. He's a black and gold type of a guy.
Black
and gold. But Steeler fans are going to love him. I think they're going to. And here's the thing. I'm going to go out on this limb. I think he's going to be good. I don't think he's going to be a bust. I think he's going to be good. I usually don't go out on that limb after the first round, you know? Like a couple years ago when they drafted Kenny Pickett and the whole town was ready to celebrate, I said, he's got some of the traits of a really good quarterback, you know? He's a tough kid. He's a winner. He's this. You know, he's got – it could work out, I think, in the right circumstance, but he's also got some limitations. That's usually where – that's usually as far on a limb as I'll go with these first-round picks. You know, I'm not – everybody – the day after the draft, everybody's ready to put all these guys in the Hall of Fame. But I'm going to go out on this limb, and I could end up looking like Pony in the end.
You're not calling him Montana to Rice on the offensive line.
No, I'm not calling him Montana to Rice. I'm not even calling him, I'm not even calling him, what was the guy's name for the really great tackle the Ravens had? Calling him Jonathan Ogden, right? I'm just saying I think he's going to be good.
I like the fact that the Steelers were, again, not afraid to pick another offensive lineman in the first round. After pretty much neglecting the position leading up to the Broderick Jones pick before ultimately doing that, signing Sayamalo. When the Steelers were very good but not being able to get over the hump, when the Killer Bees were here, what was one of the main catalysts of that team? The offensive line was dominant.
Yeah.
Marquise Pouncey in the middle. Marcus Gilbert was good. Villanueva was good. Ramon Foster was great. Now, it's not all guys that were picked high in the first round. Pouncey was. Villanueva was undrafted. Ramon Foster was undrafted. There's different ways to build it.
Right.
But the way that they're building it with two bookend tackles that could be your future for the next decade has to excite you.
Right. I would just say, yeah, absolutely. You got to get excited. Well, do we have any calls?
We have Pete in the South Hills.
Pete in the South Hills. How you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Just wanted to say I really enjoy you and Starkey. Whenever Cook left, I was not skeptical about you, but wondering how the shit went on. But I think you guys have great chemistry, and City Limits provides some really great stuff, too. So kudos to you guys for providing some really great radio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, man. When I looked at the draft yesterday, I really wanted, obviously, somebody on the offensive line. Barton was okay, but I was kind of similar to you, not sure. You know, how he would be not playing center for so many years. It's just such a hard position to learn. But when I look at the draft now, you know, today and then obviously tomorrow, I'm confident that the Steelers could potentially get maybe a fourth or fifth round wide receiver because they've done that in the past. And I think they've really addressed the big need, which is solidifying that offensive line. And, you know, as City Limits just said, they've done a good job in years past with undrafted free agents, you know, some plug-and-play guys that ended up being pretty good. But I think the NFL now, you need established offensive linemen that made it in college and that were dominant in college to really protect that outside, especially with all the edge rushers in the NFL. In my opinion, aside from a shutdown corner, edge rusher is probably the most difficult position to defend on that line. So I'm excited to see what they do in the next couple of days, but I'm very happy with what they got yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, this is the kind of guy, if he pans out and it looks like Broderick Jones is good, I mean, you could have your tackles for the next 10 years, literally.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And I think when you look at the rest of the needs for the Steelers, yes, there's holes here and there, but there's always this idea, I think, with every team that they always can improve in so many areas. So it's not just the Steelers, obviously, that have 3, 4, 5 different holes. I mean, you look at even a team that won the Super Bowl, you know, the Chiefs or even the Niners, they have needs. So it just comes down to, I think, you know, being optimistic on what they can do. And I'm optimistic with the guys in place, Weidel and Omar Khan, what they did in Philadelphia with their offensive line many years ago. That gives me a little bit more hope that this is you know, not a can't miss draft pick, but a guy that you have a lot of optimism for moving forward for the next 5 years.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call, Pete. Thank you so much. And listen, I'm tell you, not only do you like him as a player if he's good. I mean, the guy basically, if you listened to anything he said last night or watched the video, this guy loves the Steelers. You got, what's that?
We got a couple more callers.
All right, well, let's get the next one. Come
Randy
on.
In North Carolina.
Randy in North Carolina. Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is the longest I've ever been on hold to make a comment. But last time I did that, Cookie was still on, and we talked about Terrell Edmonds getting taken at 28. But anyway, I'll give it an A pick. Just a couple things I wanted to add to this, and maybe you guys could help me out. You know, they had Lure looking at both Mims and Fanatano and possibly getting him, and also looking at the center. But at the same time, they were thinking the centers are going to drop down to 51, one of them. So we're talking about plug and play, right? So Fanatano, however you say it, I messed up.
Yes.
Is ready to play. He's ready to play now, okay? If Zach Frazier, I liked him the best based on 66 games played, you know, body of work. I know Barton's an athlete and Powers Jackson is an athlete, but I'm still liking Frazier over them based on body of work. So based on us neglecting the line for so long, this is something that could help us for the next 8 years and win now. And another quick question. Mel Kiper last night, I'm not a big fan, but he is definitive on Fatana.
Yes.
Man, I'll keep messing this up. Anyway, that he's going to play guard. I don't know why. Doug made a great point. The arm length and leverage is critical in physics. And lastly, we've got two quarterbacks and a lot of guys – you know, like Russell Wilson, a lot of folks were down on that, but a lot of people didn't give thought to he had the worst starting 11 consistency in the NFL last year. He did not have the same starting lineup virtually for any of the games, which led to his poor numbers. And with Arthur Smith being the new coordinator, Wilson's QBR jumps and play action sets, right?
Right.
And Arthur Smith called 80% play action plays. I think he's going to jump, build this line, and maybe Kyrie Jackson from Oregon, the 6'3 cornerback, falls to us somehow, some way. I doubt it, but I'd like to see that. Outside of that, sorry I talked too much, guys, but if you want to comment, I appreciate it.
Well,
great show, bro.
No, I appreciate you having and listen, if you were on hold for a while, we wanted to give you an opportunity to speak, right, City Limits?
Of course.
Makes some really
very
good points.
Very insightful from Randy.
Makes some really good points. I think if the Steelers are able to draft – if we were talking about the Steelers are able to end up tonight with, say, Zach Frazier, right, and whoever the top receiver is left when they've drafted, you know, the third pick, their first third-round pick, you'd be happy with that, wouldn't you?
I would, yeah. I would 1,000% take Frazier, even if it means you have to move up and deal one of those six or maybe a fifth next year.
Right.
Sign, seal, and deliver it. He's
My
the best center on the board right
if
now.
If you end up with your tackle, your center, and your receiver in your first three picks, I don't know how anyone could be upset about that. Who we got next?
We have Brian in Brookline.
Brian in Brookline. Hi, Brian.
What's up, Paul? I got to comment that caller. I love you and Joe together. Love the natural chemistry. You guys make me laugh. I love your points of view. Right. A lot different than a lot of people. You speak your mind. I love the pick. I can't say his name, so I'll call him Sue. So
Troy. Call him Troy.
Right. So can't say his name, but I love the pick. I wanted to ask you, what's your thoughts on this? Packaging something like we have 2/3. What if we got creative and moved up to get this center from West Virginia, and also gave a pick from next year's draft, third-round pick, just to kind of move up on this year's because of the deepness of the class. Would you be opposed to that, robbing from next year to move up this year?
No, I wouldn't, and I'll tell you why. Because they went out and got Russell Wilson. They went out and got Patrick Queen. They've made it pretty clear they want to try and win something this year. So You know, I'm not saying you go all in and, you know, everything else, but if you're telling me that you're dealing a third rounder from next year, I don't think that's going all in. I think it's being smart and trying to go out and get a player that's going to help you right now.
Yeah, just no one's talked about that. I would just like to see us get some I would love to see us get two picks in a second round, if that would even be possible, just to land two higher quality picks in a second round if that would present itself to us.
Yes.
But you never know.
What if they package some of that together in order to get somebody like Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk? Would you be all right with that? I would be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a quality player. Yeah. He's already proven himself in their league right now. So, yes, he's a turnkey player.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate the call. And do we have one more? Or
we have Jeff Hathorn coming up.
Okay, we have Jeff Hathorn. That's better than a call, but do we have anyone else on the line?
We do. We have Jim in Monroeville.
Well, let's let Jim talk, and then we'll have Jeff. We'll get to Jim, and then we'll go to Jeff. How about that? Hi, Jim.
Thank you for taking my call, guys. You know, Zias, you made a good point about having these two offensive tackles possibly for the next 10 years, and that's what I like about this pick. I can't remember the last time the Steelers had an offensive line with this type of potential. Especially on the outside with Broderick Jones and Fatuanu. So I think it's a really good move. I also want to point out that I think, you know, if Russell Wilson doesn't work out, if Justin Fields doesn't work out, which I don't think that will be the case, if we're in a position to pick a quarterback in 2 years, it's good to know that quarterback will be walking into a team with an offensive line that has what could be two studs at offensive tackle. And I'll hang up and get your thoughts.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. If you have two offensive tackles in place, you're in pretty good shape. If you add a center, city limits, could you imagine if you had your center and two tackles in place for the next 8 to 10 years?
You'd be able to just roll offensively.
You'd be able to do a whole lot of things and spend a lot of capital elsewhere. All right, we already did all the reads for the hour. So we got Jeff Hathorn coming in next. He's here somewhere. I hear, so I'm told. We'll see, though. It's Paul Zeiss here. City Limits behind the glass. Joe on a golf course somewhere. And so hopefully he's having a good day.